When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, it's the day before the day. Welcome in. If you had to make a bet on the Rams making it back to the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs, that's our poll question for hour one.
Saucy.
Come on in. Stay a while if you can. Eli Manning. He won a couple of Super Bowls. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW is the phone number. Operator Tyler standing by. Our email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or listening with iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great affiliates that we have around the country, numbering nearly 400. So, play of the day, stat of the day. We got our poll question. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. It comes out every day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Recaps everything that we're doing. Also gives you a heads up on some of the other things we're doing. DanPatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner. And the backroom guys will send you a recap of the day's show. NFL opener, Bills-Rams, Thursday night. The new top 25 is out. Some teams that are out include Oregon and Cincinnati. But Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. We'll take a closer look at that. Also, Brian Kelly, welcome to Baton Rouge. He had this interaction with a reporter yesterday.
That will open it up to this late arriving media crowd that must have enjoyed the weekend. That's usually $10 that we put in the kitty. We'll have a big bash at the end of the year at my place.
Well, maybe if you win, I'll be on time.
I don't think it has anything to do with winning. I think it has to do with being on time.
I think the response was, maybe if you were winning, I'd show up on time. I believe I have that right. Maybe if you win, I'll show up on time. That smile was about, it was cut in half there with Brian Kelly. Welcome to Baton Rouge. And the expectations are high. But I thought Brian trying, maybe trying too hard. You know, he wants to be hugged. Wants to be loved, respected. He's a great coach, the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame. But you're going down there, just win. Just win. I think he was trying to have a little bit of fun, but it's not the way you want to start your day. Let's put it that way with the media. Okay, wait, what? If you start winning, I'll show up on time. The reporter later apologized for saying that. Very flippant. And as a reporter, you're not supposed to be the story. So it was unprofessional to say that. But a good line, but not professional to say that. But the reporter did apologize to Coach. Yes, Paulie.
That was, I heard it, I heard about it, and then I heard it in context.
Yeah.
It also helps if you could see Brian Kelly's face, because he is opening his first press conference after a loss and trying to lighten the room with a light jab of reporters showing up late, as he accused. And then the reporter, Leah Van, she's a local reporter, went right back. Maybe if you win, we'll show up on time.
Yeah.
It's not a bad joke, but it did not land.
Yes, Todd.
But unless you had like some kind of long-term relationship with Brian Kelly, which he doesn't, and even then, it's a little questionable knowing the sensitivity of another first-game loss with a new coach.
Yeah, you can't be part of the story. I mean, you're taught as a reporter you can't be part of the story. That's all. But she apologized, said it wasn't one of her finest hours, but yeah. We'll see. Move forward. And maybe she shows up on time or early next time. Yes, Eden.
It is interesting, though, too, that when you look at the way some people are talking about this, it's how arrogant is Brian Kelly?
Oh. Because, he's just...
His tone. Or like, well, they're both joking. They're both clearly joking. But how arrogant could he be to speak like that to the reporters?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's... people are really like, there isn't anything right now that can go right for Brian Kelly.
You're right.
There isn't a single thing that he could say that he just wants to go get a Coke and it'd be tear him apart.
Yeah, you don't like Pepsi?
What's wrong with Dr. Pepper? I thought you were a college football coach.
Ed Orgeron, he used to drink Diet Coke. And speaking of Coach O, he was asked at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. So that Little Rock Touchdown Club, they must be paying good money. They got John Gruden and then they got Coach Ed Orgeron and was asked about getting fired at LSU.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you. We had a meeting. Hey, Coach, things are not going well. Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So what's next?
Well, I gotta tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time you want me to leave? What door you want me out of, brother?
Great.
More scotch.
He's a great storyteller. When he was with us, I think it was last year, man, he told some great stories.
Man, you're getting fired. And they're like, hey, but we're going to fire you. Here's another $17 million.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
What a gig.
What door? When do you want me to go? Remember you told the story about recruiting Adrian Peterson? He was trying to get him. Now, his father's in prison in Oklahoma, and they want to get him at USC. Then Coach O was trying to get Adrian Peterson's dad transferred to a jail in L.A. Because his son, Adrian, said he wanted to make sure that he was around his father. And his father was in a jail in Oklahoma, so he stayed at Oklahoma. But Coach O is trying to get him transferred to a jail in Los Angeles. All right, so we have the poll question, Seton. Did you have any other poll questions that you were tinkering with?
Yeah, we had a couple of other
ones.
Currently, the Los Angeles Lakers are LeBron James' team, Patrick Beverley's team.
Oh, my God. I'll bring you Patrick Beverley's comments because he is in mid-season form with what he had. You know, play it, Marv. Here's Patrick Beverley meeting with the media and being asked about his role with the Lakers.
You'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They will be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference.
Have you guys started talking yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I'm glad that, you know, we get a chance to play with each other than, you know, anything else. I'm excited to see it go on. I'm excited to, you know, to get the battling going.
Wow. Patrick Beverley and the Minnesota Timberwolves make the playoffs. I missed that headline. How many games did he play in Minnesota? Less than 30. Hey, LeBron and Anthony Davis get to tell their kids that they got to play with Patrick Beverley, not the other way around, because Patrick Beverley made the playoffs. Yes, Paul?
I hadn't heard that this morning because I wanted to hear it for the first time on air. I love it. I want guys like that who are a little bit of a jerk.
I need you to know your place on the team. That's what concerns me.
You know, they need more people who are aggressive, who don't give a you know what, and will play like madmen. If they want a bunch of guys who are hurt and sit on the bench and don't help much, they've got those.
Yeah, but that leads me to Russell Westbrook, who doesn't read the room and doesn't know what his role should be on the Lakers. And I don't want Patrick Beverley to think he's a lot more than what he is, because he's there for 1 year. So is, you know, Russell Westbrook is there for one more year. Then that's it, because they make a combined $60 million. See ya. But to say, hey, they're playing with me. No, I don't need that. Not starting here. I want Patrick Beverley to go, whatever it takes. And I'll do whatever it takes to make this team tougher. We're going to play defense, and I'm going to help this team win again. That's what I want to hear. Not, no, they're playing with me. I made them playoffs last year. Yes, Paul.
They should do like a fake promo for like NBA and ESPN. Patrick Beverley and the Lakers versus Kevin Durant and the Nets.
Patrick Beverley night. Retire his jersey. They should retire his jersey for one night, you know. Just don't even get it all the way up in the rafters. Just sort of up there and go, nah, we'll bring it back down.
They're going to be playing with me.
Yeah. Play it again, Marv.
You'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They will be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference.
Have you guys started talking yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I'm glad that, you know, we get a chance to play with each other than, you know, anything else. I'm excited to see it go on. I'm excited to, you know, to get the battling going.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, I think he's interesting. I think he's far more entertaining when he's on ESPN than he is as a basketball player. But if he can help them just a little bit, you know, remember to play defense, then I think he's a great pickup. And I just want to know, did you see there was interaction with him and Russell Westbrook? They don't like each other, but they gave the bro hug to each other. And maybe they play nice here. It'll be interesting if, you know, Beverley comes in for Russell Westbrook. Can you put him on the floor at the same time? Although Beverly's a better shooter. Yeah, Paul.
After I listen to that, you know how people are, there's some people who are always defensive. And even if you compliment them, you think it's like a slight. Like Patrick Beverley, when he heard that, you're playing with LeBron James. And he probably thought, whoa. I didn't win a contest here. It's not Make-A-Wish. I'm a good player. I've been in the playoffs 8 of the past 10 years. Hmm. You know, I bet that's how he seemed to respond. Like, hey, calm down here. I didn't win a contest.
Chances are the teams he'd been on would have made the playoffs without him. Just chances are.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
But he never thinks that about himself.
Yeah, but I want you to understand who you are at this stage in your career. And that's the problem I have with Russell Westbrook. He doesn't understand who he is. He still thinks he's MVP. Yes, Marv.
But what's going to happen when they go back to Minnesota and Patrick Beverley receives his ring for winning the play-in game?
Bloop, bloop. Good job. Now, they didn't say, the reporter didn't say, you're going to be playing with LeBron, AD, and Russ. They just said LeBron and AD, because we don't know if Russ is going to be here. Chances are that he will be.
You're going to be playing with them when they manage to play.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. When AD is healthy enough, you're going to play with him. And you're going to play with Russ. And, you know, I hope you like to rebound, because when he shoots, go to the boards. Chances are you can get a rebound there. We'll get to phone calls coming up, emails, tweets. Do you know what happened on this day? 1979. Every sports fan should be remembering this day? Anybody have any idea? One of the greatest days in the history of sports, in my opinion. I'm not saying a national holiday, but close to it, if you're a sports fan.
What was the year?
1979. I'm going to tell you after the break.
Oh, come on, Dad. I can't wait.
No.
I can't wait that long.
If you're in your car, you're going to have to wait. One of the great days in the history of sports. No, Marv, I'm not calling on you. Going to take a break. Eli Manning will join us coming up.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. I wonder what it's like, though, when you play a game and then you go home. Do you watch ESPN? Eli Manning joins us now. Hi, Eli.
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What was it like, though? You play a game, and then were you more apt to watch SportsCenter, win or lose?
I think you watch it no matter what. I think when your game comes on, if you won, you watch it. If you lost, you may flip the channel for a little bit. You want to keep up with the rest of the league and the other teams, how the other teams in your division did, the team you're playing next week, how they did, see some highlights, see some of your buddies that you played college with or you played on other teams with, and see how they did as well. See how my brother did when he was playing.
Did you ever get mad and yell at the TV when we would do your highlights?
Yeah, but not at you. You know, I would see what happened during that play. You see, you know, an offensive line miss a block or a pass get tipped up, or you know, so you might be yelling at a player, but I never yelled at you, Dan. Okay. I would never do that.
I appreciate that. Peyton did, but you would never do that.
100%. He would call you and leave you messages and tell you what you did wrong and analyze your, you know, broadcasting skills if you were analyzing his football. You know,
that is true. That is true. I never played the game. I heard that from quite a few athletes. What was the biggest difference, though, between you and Peyton as a quarterback?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think you know, I think we both try to be students of the game, try to understand where to go. I think, you know, Peyton did a lot more by checking at the line of scrimmage and, you know, doing the no huddle offense. He kind of created that style of play and basically being the offensive coordinator on the field. And so it was a lot of communication, signals, everything going on. We were a little bit more of kind of, hey, call a play. If you have a terrible play, you can check out of it, but let's call the play that's run.
Were you allowed? Could you have done what Peyton did at the line of scrimmage with the Giants?
I think it's a lot. I mean, it sounds great. You know, it's kind of one of those deals. You really have to earn the right to check a play. I mean, anyone can check a play, but are you checking into something that's better than what you had called? And so it's got to be a lot of communication with the head coach, with the offensive coordinator, of being on the same page. And, you know, some of it is getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly and, hey, seeing what they're doing. And, you know, it's kind of what colleges do. And all of a sudden they, you know, fake a snap and they look to the sideline. That's basically kind of what was happening, except the coordinator is still in your ear and can tell you ideas and plays, but it's got to happen before 15 seconds on the play clock run out, or then the communication cuts off.
A lot of times we'll see athletes, they're forced to retire. I don't know if you felt you were forced to retire, but if they're going to draft your successor, at least try to. But that pull, that tug of war of wanting to play, but then you got your kids growing up. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, where are your priorities? Did you have that conversation with your wife of, could you have played another year? Could you have played someplace else? Or was it just time to come home?
You know, we had the conversation, and I think I was definitely leaning you know, towards retiring. I think it's just, you know, I had a great career, 16 years with one organization, you know, but, you know, definitely thought about it for a little bit and just discussed, hey, you know, do we want to move our whole family to a new city? You know, what am I playing for? I'm going into year 17. You're probably going to a team that's not, you know, very good. They're in need of a quarterback. Are you just playing because you want to play? Are you playing for a championship? And is it worth kind of, you know, uprooting your family to move on? And it wasn't worth it to me. And I was, you know, I was happy kind of hanging it up and just being a fan and moving on to my next venture. And so, you know, I think that's what made it easy for me to continue to be a fan and to go to games and watch football on Sunday. I wasn't bitter. I wasn't mad. Hey, I could be playing better than this guy. I was ready to hang it up and just, you know, be a dad and be a fan.
If you had to make a bet on the Rams making it back to the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs?
You know, I think they're talented. I think I would make the bet that they better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl than missing the playoffs. I think just with the talent they have on that team, I don't think they'll miss the playoffs.
We're talking to Eli Manning, the two-time Super Bowl champ and Emmy nominee. Best newcomer, is that what it was? Emerging star? What was the category?
There were so many of them I was nominated for, Dan. I can't even remember.
Okay. All right. I understand.
Actually, I think I'm Emmy award winning, actually. You know, we can get that.
Well, that's the show. So you, like, I'm talking about individually. It'd be like, you know, when I won, I'm an MVP. You know, when the team won, it's like, you know, we won a Super Bowl. So there's a difference in that. Okay.
Okay. So we won an Emmy, but I did not win an Emmy.
Okay.
I got it.
Does Peyton eat before you go on the air as opposed to eating on the show?
That's just the time difference. You know, East Coast, you know, the game's at 8:15, 8:30. I eat before, but he's in Denver at Mountain Time. You know, game comes on at 6. You got to prep before. So he gets hungry at halftime. And, you know, it shows that, you know, he's not like, I got to eat because I have to eat. He is starving. Like, he has to wolf down food, and he's got basically 5 minutes to get it down. But that's my favorite part of the whole show.
Eli, he eats like he's Joey Chestnut. Like, he's trying to win a competition here.
It's it's been that way since he was little. I remember, like, when he went on his first date when he was like 16, we had to talk about, like, all right, what are you going to order? Just so, like, we got to think through this. Like, you can't order spaghetti. That's just going to get all over yourself and be on your face. Like, you know, the girl is going to run away. But so, like, let's think through this, and let's, like, remember, take a bite, put the fork down, like, you know, take a breath every once in a while. Let's, you know, maybe eat before you go on the date, so you're not starving.
Man, your brother got so upset when your father called Peyton Longneck, and we were, and he was on the show, and he goes, Longneck, and I went, oh my God, there is no way Peyton likes that nickname.
No, well, I think since before surgeries, he's not.
He had neck reduction surgery.
Yes, that's what it was. That's
what it was. You know, we got breaking news. Peyton Manning had neck reduction surgery. That's a big story.
Yeah, he created it.
It looks like you have a lot of products there in front of you. First of all, is that a TV set there? Like whose room is that you're in?
I'm at the Verizon store right now, and so this is kind of a prep room. And some of their products. This is a karaoke machine, I think, so that's exciting. I don't know if I'm singing for you, Dan, but
let's go. What's your go-to song?
Oh, you never close your eyes. I don't know if I should sing that to you. That sounds weird. I think usually Puzzle is always a good one.
Okay. What other toys you got there in front of you?
Well, just, you know, here, you know, it's just with the whole world, it's really about Verizon and their, you know, 5G ultra wide band. And the fact that now, you know, you're watching games on TV at home, you're watching games on your phone. It's all about having a fast, reliable connection. And you get that. And I rely on Verizon and their 5G ultra wide band. So whether it's your business needs with, you know, Verizon Business, or you know, you just want to stream games, it helps me make sure I'm not going to miss one play of football, just because I know I'm going to be connected and be able to watch all the games.
Give me the phone number in your phone that might surprise us. Not the number, the most famous person in your phone.
You want me to read out your number right now?
No.
Is that what you want?
Who's the most famous person in your Verizon phone?
Peyton, probably. I don't know. I don't know many famous people. I'm like the boring guy. Like, I meet people, but I never think about asking for their number. Like, that would be weird. I can't ask for a picture, and I can't ask for a number. It's against
the
rules.
Wait, when's the last time you asked for a picture of somebody famous or an autograph?
Kevin Federline, 2009. There you go.
Is that true?
That is true. Yeah. Might have been 06, though. I think it was 9, but it might have been 06.
Why didn't you ask for Britney Spears with a picture or not?
I didn't see her. I just saw K-Fed. I didn't think, you know, it's all about taking a picture and then sending it to your buddies of who they, if it's like someone cool, if it's like Ryan Reynolds or someone that's like, yeah, he's famous, but that's not funny. So it's gotta be.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. Like, yes. Like,
okay.
Finally made it.
Will you validate this story before I let you go? And that is that when people would want to get a picture with your brother and you would take the picture, you always cut off Peyton's head. So you took the picture, and then Peyton's head was never in the picture. Is that true, Eli?
That is true. But we're going back to college, or at least I was in college. You didn't have – not everybody had a cell phone, let alone no phone had a camera on it. So it's all like the digital cameras.
Okay.
It's kind of like who had, not even digital, like the throwaway, yeah, you know, roll up camera. And so you would just, if someone had to have a camera that asked for a picture, and Peyton's, you know, 6'6", got the long neck. And so I'd take a picture and it'd be, you know, all of them and just Peyton's head cut off. So when they go and print it, like 4 days later, they're like, I promise you that's Peyton in this picture. That's him. You can see, like, they'll try to match his belt with like another picture. But like, so I ruined a lot of pictures. I apologize to all those people now. I'm sorry.
Love the show. Congrats. Good luck with Verizon today. I'm sure you're busy. And as always, thank you, Eli.
Thank you, Dan. Always a pleasure.
That's Eli Manning. He's won awards. He's a nominee and an award winner. His team won.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You can watch us live or stream us on the Peacock app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
During the commercial break, Paulie goes, you know what? You should ask Dean Blandino, do the referees, do they bring their shirt to the stadium, or is it there for them? Do they own their own shirts? Who decides how tight the shirts are? Let's bring in Dean Blandino, Fox NFL college football rules analyst, former vice president of officiating. All right, Dean, let me entertain and humor Paulie. Can you answer those questions about the referees, their uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, the hard-hitting questions start right off the bat.
Yep.
I know. So they own their own uniforms. They bring them to the game with them. So it's not – you don't show up in the locker room and the uniforms are all pressed and waiting for you. So they're responsible and I guess fortunately or unfortunately in some situations, they do go on their own and tailor their own shirts. And we've seen the result of that. They're not supposed to, but they do. They get fitted before the year and they get new uniforms every year. But they're responsible for maintaining and washing and the upkeep.
Okay, wait a minute. They're not supposed to taper their jersey.
No, they're not supposed to. Once they get their measurements, they get tailored. They're not supposed to make any off market changes. And as you can see, there's a lot of tinted windows out there.
Okay, is this the Ed Hockley rule?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's interesting. I think we're seeing more of it. I don't know how much college football you watch, but it seems to have entered into the college football realm where some of these referees in college have taken the Ed Hockley routine and to another level. I think we're in, the sports science, the nutrition. I think we're on another level right now.
That's really all we wanted to talk to you about, Dean.
That's it.
But while I have you, I should ask you a couple of things. We're seeing targeting in college football, and it felt like the first 2 weeks there is a real emphasis on that. And I don't know where we're headed and how that impacts the NFL, if it does. Are they apples to apples or apples to oranges?
Well, I think they both they're kind of apples to there may be Granny Smith to Fuji. They're apples, but they're not exactly the same because obviously the targeting rule, you have the automatic disqualification. NFL has a hit on defenseless player. It's more or less the same rule. You can't hit to the head neck area. You can't use the helmet to initiate contact, but you don't have the disqualification. I think we've seen this every year. There seems to be an uptick early. I think the players are just, getting used to game speed. They're not practicing at the same intensity. And maybe they put themselves in a position during games that they don't normally in practice. The officials are getting used to it, but it tends to regulate itself over the course of the season. You see an uptick early, but over the last 3 years, we've averaged in FBS and FCS one disqualification every five games. So it's not like it's happening all that often. And so I think in the NFL rule, the defenseless player rule is working. And so I think both rules work, but you're going to have games and weeks where you might have a little bit of an increase in fouls. And sometimes you just it is what it is. Sometimes the games play out that way.
Is it just me, or it feels like every year in the NFL there was emphasis on pass interference, and then a couple of years ago it was holding, and then Tom Brady tweeted out, don't want to watch this, so many holding calls. Is there an emphasis on one particular call or penalty every year that you start the year with?
There usually is. And that process, the competition committee, they start meeting during the season in terms of conference calls and things like that. Then once the season ends, they really pick up their schedule. And they look at all the trends from the season. A lot of that is right passing yards per game. That's an important number. Points per game, plays per game. So they look at all of that. And if they notice anything that's an issue, then they'll dive into the tape and see, okay, are we not calling fouls in certain areas? Are we missing fouls? And I think this year, illegal contact will be the one that we'll probably be talking about at least early on, because last year there were only 36 fouls in 272 games. That's the lowest in history. And that foul, that's your defensive players can't contact beyond 5 yards. That goes back to the 70s, that rule. And that impacts the passing game. Passing yards were down last year for the first time. It was the second lowest since 2010. So that's somewhat of a concern. So you have to look at, are we not calling illegal contact? Are we allowing defenders to disrupt routes and disrupt the timing downfield illegally? So that'll be a point of emphasis. I think we'll see an uptick early. And those are big penalties. They're 5 yards, but they're automatic first downs. So I would expect to see some of that early in the season.
How much pressure did you feel when you're the vice president of officiating to have more offense, to ensure that there would be more offense in the game?
Yeah, there wasn't. I never had anybody tell me, hey, we need more offense. We need more points. I think it's a balance. But when you look at plays per game. That's number one. And sometimes that gets lost because that's the game. That's what, you know, people don't go to the stadium or watch on TV to watch people stand around. And we have a lot of downtime in both NFL and college. And so you want to make sure that your plays per game, 155 plus per game. And then you're always looking. People don't want to watch. You know, I talked about the illegal contact rule back in the 70s and, you know, having just studied it. You know, the game had started to stagnate in the early 70s. It became more of a running game. The NFL wasn't the most popular sport or league as it is today. And the illegal contact rule really opened up the passing game, and that led to the popularity that the NFL has today. So that's, you know, it's always an underlying theme that we've got to monitor that, because that's what makes the game as popular as it is today.
Where are we with roughing the passer now as opposed to the last couple of years?
Yeah, I hope that we're getting to a better place. Last year, there were 153 roughing the passer fouls called. That was the highest in history. And the league, I think, got together with the committee, the officiating department, and they really studied it. And they came out in the offseason and they said, hey, we called some fouls that we probably shouldn't have last year. And the focus was on in two areas: forcible contact to the head, neck, and the hit to the knee area or below. And they felt there were some fouls last year where it really wasn't forcible. It was more of a incidental contact. And they showed all the officials, the referees specifically, because they're the ones that are responsible for that primarily, and said, hey, these are not fouls. It's a point of emphasis, the low hit. They really want to see that forcible contact. If a defender, you know, can get off to the side and just grab and pull the quarterback to the ground. So I think we're going to see that number drop. And I'm hoping that we get to a good place where we're not, because those, as you know, those are 15-yard penalties. Those are big, big calls, and those can change games. And you certainly want it to be there to have that foul ball.
Where are we with taunting NFL as opposed to college?
Yeah, you know, college is a much higher standard in terms of you can't, in college, you can't even spike the ball on a touchdown. There's really no, the NFL has really loosened up on the celebration rules. So there's more in the NFL in terms of celebrating and doing things after a touchdown or after a big play. But the taunting rule, I mean, it's very similar in both, where you can't do anything directed at an opponent. That was obviously the point of emphasis last year that got so much attention. And again, you could debate whether the league went too far. And I think there were some incidents where, yeah, it probably wasn't enough. But the league, the competition committee, is not backing off. The direction to the officiating department and the on-field officials is the same. You could celebrate, you can do things with your teammates, you can do, but if you do anything directed at an opponent that crosses that line, that's going to be a foul. And I think anytime you see that emphasis, year two, it always tends to be a little better. The players are used to it, the coaches are used to it. So I wouldn't imagine as many fouls, but they're not backing off on it.
What's the oddest moment you ever had when the commissioner called you?
The oddest moment. I mean, he's great. I wish people could see the personal side of Roger Goodell. We get to see kind of the front facing and the media and the press conferences. You know, he's great. I had a situation a couple of years back where I was seen on a certain, we won't name names, but a certain organization, they've got a big bus with a big star on it. And I was on that bus for a little social gathering, and it happened to make some media news attention. And he and I had a good conversation, and he was just, you know, it was a funny conversation about him, because obviously he's had experience with that organization. And so that was probably, I won't get into too many details, but that was probably my most interesting conversation with him.
Did you get verbally spanked for being on the Cowboys bus?
It wasn't a spanking. It was more like a, you know, just, you know, when you talk to your kids, it's not quite a spanking, but it's a, you know what you did, right? Come on, let's pick it up a little bit.
It was a point of emphasis.
It was a point of emphasis that year and going forward, not to be on any party buses going forward.
Thank you, buddy. Good to talk to you.
All right. Take care.
Dean Blandino, Fox NFL college football rules analyst, former VP of officiating. He is going to do the Washington State-Wisconsin game. He also has the Eagles and the Lions.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.